Excess Shopping, who's the worst? Gorgeous boy, Malume YouTube, and welcome back to Malume's Mike.
It's been a while.
Yarr. Guys, obviously I was gone due to unforeseen circumstances, but the boy's back now. Had to deal with some live matters, so I took a break from social media. When I'm in a bit of a binger.
it's a sabbatical. Yeah, I know, like, but usually you use that term with when you work for like a long time and you're like, oh, man, I give you a break to go chill.
Ish.
That's kind of what you needed.
Yeah, I needed a break.
There was a lot going on.
Anyway, today we have got a special guest. She is not in frame. Today we're going to be talking about something really cool.
Yeah.
And we've done this so many times. We're speaking about, like, you know, growing up with an African mom, growing up black, how it feels like to be raised by a mother and all these things. Now we actually have a mother. We have my mother.
Yeah, it's been. And we talked about it the last time. Yeah. That, you know what? We should have this conversation.
Yeah.
Because we'll, I feel like we can get so much from it.
Yeah. Mama, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good.
Welcome to my room.
Welcome. Yeah. So we've got moms out of frame because I don't want you guys to be seeing how... but my mother could be Pearl Tusi. So you guys can't see her.
Next thing, Tlabele
Mola ta hom kum molong. So you guys can hear, if you guys are on YouTube, you can hear her too. If you're on the mic, it doesn't matter, you can't see us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Mama, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. I hear you've got three beautiful children.
Yes, there's two boys and a daughter.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I hear one of them is an engineer. The other one is an economist.
Engineer, doing YouTube.
Versatile. Then you've got a daughter. She's studying to become an engineer.
Exactly.
Wow.
That is impressive.
So you're raising engineers and economists.
3 out of 3.
Indeed, yeah.
That's crazy. Do you know say anything about yourself? Or no private information?
You want to introduce yourself?
What's your favorite color? What do you like? What's your favorite color?
Oh, no. I'm a very shy person. Very reserved. And a very calm person. But I can associate with any other person. Mm-hmm. And I like being a mother. Mm. The topic for today is about motherhood. How do I raise my kids?
Yeah.
That's what I like most.
Yeah. So we're going to actually start from the beginning, like the different phases in life. So like how I was raising like a 2-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, high school student, university student. And you can obviously use us as references if you want. First question, why am I your favorite child?
You know what? No, guess what? I don't have any favorite child.
Okay, is that true?
All my children are.
Is it true?
That's so true. They normally say that the middle child is the most favorite one.
Makes sense.
But with me, I like and love all my children. For me, they are equals.
Oh,
I can safely say I'm my mother's favorite.
Yeah,
I'm the middle child.
Yeah. Oh,
you're very nice people.
I'm obviously not. So, I just thought, so like when you were raising, let's say when I first came home from the hospital.
Because you're the first one.
Yeah, when I first came home straight from the hospital, how was it like when you're like, okay, cool, I'm ready to have a child, and you saw me?
It was nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. I mean, being youth at that time, I think I was 24 years old, mm-hmm. and thinking about raising a child, and I was like, ooh, I don't even know where to start. But with the support that I had, you know, my mom and all my in-laws, I was able to do it. But I must say that it's like, it's, you know, you get excited, but mm-hmm. at the same time...
The excitement goes away. You
know, yes, mixed feelings there and there.
And which stage of your life were you in at that point? What were you doing when you found out?
At that point, I was just working. I was in my second job. Of course, you know, I started very small.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I always understood that I had to start somewhere so that I can raise my children. Mm-hmm. Unlike having, you know, those positions where, you know, they are so demanding and you are not able to take care of your family or your children. But with the type of job that I was doing, at least I was able to raise my kids. I was 24 years old.
Yeah. So when did you know? Because we've got a lot of young listeners, and they always want to know when it's time for motherhood.
Yeah.
So when did you know it was time for you to be a mom? When did you feel ready? Was it when you saw the love of your life in his eyes and you said...
You know, God's plan. There's something called God's plan. Mm-hmm. So I think when my lobola was paid, I wasn't even aware that I was pregnant. Mm. So it turned out 2-3 months later that I got to know that I was pregnant. So there was nothing about planning, really. It was just God's plan. And really, I thank God for that. Mm. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's good. We're starting off light. Yeah. We've got some personal questions that we want to ask you. We're starting off light. The next question is very chill. When, like, what did you experience like raising a toddler?
Having to go to work, raising a toddler, but I had a very good, you know, we must not even underestimate the support that we get from our helpers. I had a very good helper.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she was able to take care of my toddler. And at that time, I was able to go to work. And it was quite easy because I was excited. I was a mom. And, you know, I wanted to do everything for my firstborn. Then that's you, Tato.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the things I got to experience through you. Obviously, as a mother, most of the things you experience through your you know, your first child.
Yeah. And what were your biggest fears at the time? Because it was new. So you might have had things that were you were worried about, you would think about. What was your biggest fears at those times?
Well, having a first child, you know, you don't get to groove anymore.
I don't want children.
Yeah, you gotta get
shower. So, you know, you start to become a real, real mother and a woman of the house. You take care of your children and you forget about all the good times out there. All what you do is to focus on raising your child. So, raising toddlers as well. Toddlers can be very, very.
I wish you guys saw the way she looked at you when she was saying very, very.
Yeah, I remember when Tato was a toddler. He even has a scar on the hand. You know,
there Let me was see,
yes,
seen this one.
Yeah, that scar. You see that scar. So he was trying to reach out on my coffee, and I was on my way to work. The skin was out. Whoa. I could see everything inside. We had to run to the hospital. If I had to run, you know, with my towel on because I was out of the shower, I could have done that. So, yeah, toddlers can be very problematic as well.
You know, I think that goes across, especially when it's boys.
Yeah.
Boys are naughty. I have a nephew and you can't stop him. He's everywhere. Yeah. And even when I was a child, I was everywhere. I even almost lost a finger. I was doing all these things.
Okay, I think it's time for the hit questions. It's time for the hit questions. Why did you beat me? why do African parents resort to violence?
Yeah, but look how good you turned out.
Cannot no, beat, no, no, no. Like, why you did know, you like spank?
And nowadays, that's why they, you know, I call it lawlessness. You know, children nowadays, they don't listen to parents because we can't even punish children. In the past, you knew that, you know, if a child does something that's wrong, you know that they had to get a little bit of some punishment. And you know that from that punishment, they will never ever forget and they will never ever repeat the same mistakes that they've done.
It's like a
so
puppy.
Nowadays, you just talk. I mean, talk is cheap. Talk. You know, they don't even listen.
Yeah.
So, yes, unfortunately, nowadays we can't. But in the past, it really made such a big difference.
And I'm not going to lie. Like,
it was doing a serious thing.
Personally, right? I think to myself, and I think if my mother didn't have a bit of a hard hand here and there when I wasn't listening, I don't think I would have understood the consequences of actions.
That's true.
Because you know what it, when I do something, right, I need to think about what could go wrong and how badly can I...
It's like that pain is associated with the memory. So like if you're bad, like now I used to always break plates and stuff.
Yeah, in today's language, they call it consequence management.
Consequence management. And my mom's highly educated, by
corporate
the way.
Corporate talk.
My mom is highly educated.
But a part of me feels like a little bit of, you know, I'm not saying like go run after your kids and hit them with a stick, but a little bit of like, you know, punishment is necessary.
You need to be firm. You need to be firm, especially with children like me and Lebo and Shibu.
Very stubborn.
You need to be very firm.
A lot hasn't changed.
So how did it feel now when your children went from primary school to high school? Like, was it a big thing for you? Or was it a bigger change from high school to university?
We call those milestones, you know, when your child moves from primary to high school or secondary school. We used to call secondary school high school. You feel like, you know what, I've made it, but you don't know what's still, you know, up for you. There are so many other challenges ahead, but you feel proud as a mother and as parents to say that at least you've reached that milestone and you are proud of your children.
Yeah. What is the most challenging thing?
Yeah.
From high school to university, or, you know, do primary school to high school?
I can do high school to university.
Yeah, that one is fresh.
But okay, I'll ask the question after that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I was the first person who went from high school to university. Then Lebo followed 3 years later, and now my sister just went to university.
It's
quite an experience, and you know, especially let me talk about my daughter for now because it's still fresh. Mm. You know, you spend time with your kids, you don't know what's coming, you know, and they get to university. And, you know, as parents, we are very protective. We love our children. You don't know what's out there for them. And the first worry that comes, it's like, you know, what's going to happen to them when you are no longer there? Because you are no longer able to take control of their lives. I mean, they are free, they are independent, and you have to let go. So one of my big worries was that, you know, if I let go, what will happen? But I guess with the discipline that you give to your children when they are still young, you then hope that, you know, they will take that, you know, and move with that when they get to being independent, go to varsity. So, yeah. And also the fear of being alone. I mean, you know, as a family, when you have your children around, you look, you know, you are able to watch TV together. Of course, teenagers, you can't because they lock themselves in the room and, you know, start to fiddle with their phones and so on. So, yeah, but that fear is there to say, am I now on my own? Mm. What's going to happen?
Damn.
And, you know, your life changes.
Yeah, because right now it's just you and Papa where you guys stay.
Yeah, no.
So I'm sure it's actually scary. Because you're used to obviously shouting at me.
No, but I think children prepares, they do prepare you.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially when they are still in high school, going into varsity, because they like to be independent.
Mm.
They spend most of their times in their bedrooms.
Oh, with their
so
friends.
You'll always be with your partner or your spouse. And when they get to varsity, you are already used to that, you know, mode of operating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you spoke about teenagers. I wanted to find out, because obviously we just went through it and we didn't even notice that we changed growing up from being a child to being a teenager. How has that changed? Like, how do you as a parent experience a child turning into a teenager? Is it the same?
Especially with like hormones and everything.
Yeah, because now we think we are bigger now.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of an attitude.
We're seeing that different sex in a different way.
It's quite it's challenging. You can't talk any sense to your children once they are teenagers and once they, you know, start working.
Mm.
Because you can't even call them to order. I mean, even when you see that the room in which they are in, it's dirty, and you start to say, hey, clean up. Everybody, so they don't even listen to what you are saying.
Yeah.
But like I've said before, you know, the teachings that you instill in your children when they are still young, those are the things that they take them, you know, they take with them. But yeah, it's very difficult to control. I would say an adult now.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, still on the teenager one.
Yeah.
How do you, when you're still young, it's easy to discipline because you can either take away their phone or stop them from doing something like watching TV or whatever. And then when they become teenagers, it's a very delicate time where you get experience and exposure to so many things, including hormones, feelings, things like sex as well. Mm. How did you ever have that conversation, those kind of conversations?
Yeah. No. I do. But remember, it takes two to tango.
Mm.
So if your child is so reserved to an extent that he or she can talk about sex, you can't. But obviously, as a mother, you'll try to probe and check, you know, if maybe the child is involved in those things. But I would say that not with Tato though, but with Lebo and Shibu.
I didn't get any talks.
Yeah, we had a lot of talks. Tango. Yeah, it takes two to tango. So yeah, we do have and me as a mother, I'm very open and you know, it's always good to know what's happening in your child's life.
Yeah.
Sexually, emotionally and otherwise. So yeah, those talks are always there. And guidance and advice there and there. And you also get to, you know, you also learn from your children as well.
Yeah.
When did you see that I first started liking girls? Like, when did you see? Like, what signs did you see?
With Tato, it was difficult.
You guys thought I was gay growing up, ne?
Yeah.
You've always been in, you wanted to ask that question.
No, he was always in the company of girls, you know. Yeah. Girls will be surrounding him and he'll be the most talkative one.
Yeah. And he had condoms. Yeah, there's a picture
yeah,
here.
We did ask him at one stage to say, but Wena, don't you? We think that maybe you are gay or something. But I guess it's because of his character, you know.
It's very bubbly,
easy for him to attract, you know, especially girls. You know, girls who like talking, you know, you like to laugh and so on.
It's working now. Those skills.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah.
But those conversations are important. You say like
they are.
Like new mothers need to prepare themselves to talk to their kids openly and give them space to express themselves, their emotions. Because I feel like so many kids now are going through like things like depression and they feel like they don't have support, emotional support. So do you think that's like, how do you think they like parents should approach?
Yeah. What's the best strategy that you've seen? I think you've probably tried
those conversations.
Yeah. You see, kids nowadays, they are demanding, I must say. And depression nowadays, it's, I don't know. But sometimes kids do keep things unto themselves. And you only realize late in their, you know, stage of depression that this, you know, kid is suffering from something. You'll just start to see the actions and so on. But if they don't talk, you know, there's nothing you can do as a parent. It's not easy to detect all these things, you know.
Yeah.
Especially like I told you, that kids will lock themselves in their rooms and start to be on their phones, on their computers. So you'll be thinking that, you know, your child is doing well, only to find that, no, he or she's not doing well. So it's only when the child opens up when you can then start to engage and see where the, you know, the problem is and try to resolve together.
I think a good thing also to do, like I saw with you guys, is that like you create the space to have a conversation, even with small things. So like, let's say you see your child is like maybe 11, 12 and talking about girls. Speak to them about girls.
Yeah.
Ask them to have a boyfriend. Make it okay. Make those types of conversations okay.
Laugh a bit.
So now when it comes to the hectic stuff, they can openly already come to you. So there's that safe space.
Yeah. Now that is very important. Like that space, it makes it easier for you to cope with a lot of things. Because in life, you don't want to grow. Like I see it with like us growing up. It's very hard for us to have certain conversations with people that we keep around us. Like it's
Even friends. Yeah.
Because you never had the opportunity to open up. So later on in life, you think to yourself, I can't open up because I feel like somebody's either going to judge me or somebody's going to make me feel a certain way. And those are things we didn't learn growing up.
Yeah. Can I just say something there? Because, you know, with our, you need to check the generations, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say that.
With our generations, we coming from an era where our parents couldn't talk to us. So most of the parents, they don't really know how to do things. You know, we can't even see when things goes wrong because of how we, you know,
how we were raised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the past, you wouldn't even talk to your parents about certain things and you think it's, you know, it's right to do that.
Yeah.
And when you look at today's generation, you know, you need to open up, you need to establish a relationship with your child, you need to communicate consistently so that you know what's going on in their life. So many at times, parents do not know how. And that's why, you know, kids of today will say, but I don't feel loved, my parents don't talk to me. But it's because we were not taught.
Yeah.
We don't know how to do it. But I guess, parents are getting there lately.
Yeah. Change management is
okay. Change management.
Change management.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. Then now two of your children are actually working. Wow. One is a full-time digital entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I think he's on TV.
Sometimes.
YouTuber. My name is Michael Podcast. billboards, adverts. Actually, let me stop. Another one is working. How is it like having children actually working and a part of the working class? Oh, one is Lepo's working. Am I working? I'm playing.
You're working.
I feel like I'm playing.
You're working right now. What do you mean?
It feels really good because money wise, you know.
Yo, can I
check wise?
Before you start, can I tell you what she did to me yesterday?
What?
So yesterday, my mom wanted to cut her hair. She got a nice haircut. She's looking beautiful. Now we go to the mall, we get out. She goes, oh, it's a new shop. Let's go check. So now she starts shopping. Even the ladies, they're like, hey, this lady's shopping. They got her trolley.
Yeah.
Gets her trolley. Now she's like, what do you guys want? I'm like, oh, I need like four towels.
Yeah.
Throw four towels inside. Now she's shopping, shopping. I'm thinking, oh, damn, mom so came through to town to buy us some stuff for the house.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice. Now we get to the till. She goes, yeah.
Pay.
You don't know.
I've been paying my whole life.
Like, what? I was so like confused. Dude, there's even a point where I tried to walk away, like run away. She's like, hey. Then I'm like,
yeah, you have to pay. Yeah,
the fun is over.
It's learning how to be responsible. I mean, even if you look at the things that we bought, and deliberately I've done that because I mean, we're buying towers. It's for them. It's not for me. I'm not going to use them.
Yeah.
I've realized that we get to spoil our children so much that they are not able to become independent, and it can be tough. You know, just imagine if your parents are no more. What are we going to do if we are used to, you know, getting it all for free? So you need to start to be responsible by, you know, little things there and there. Yeah.
And wait, actually speaking about kids and money, how prepared do you have to be? How expensive is a child?
Yeah. Yes, sis. Kids can be very, very expensive. You take them, you know, from primary you know, to high school, from high school. And by the way, the high school fees are very expensive than tertiary fees. Yeah.
Yeah.
And from high school to tertiary, you know, there's a point where Baraka Setswana o tla tsama mo thukwa ditlhako. O tsena le tlhako se se one, just taking
care
of.
What does that mean for the international viewers?
No, it means, you know, you'll spend all your money on your children to an extent that you can't even buy yourself even small things.
Yeah.
So, but if you are to really check the reason why we're working and living for our kids, that's all what we're doing. And, you know, you don't want kids to be talking about, hey, you know, during the apartheid era, you know, we're suffering, we couldn't do this and that. If you look at, you know...
You can use me as an example.
No. I just want to say, and what is important for me is to give my children, you know, a way to start life, you know.
Yeah.
If you look at where we're coming from, we had to start from start.
Yeah.
I had to buy my own bed, but it was such a struggle. But nowadays we do, as blacks, we understand that, you know, it's good to have a base for your children.
Yeah.
Not that you need to spoil them, but at least give them a living to such an extent that they can do any other thing and focus on, you know, wider
YouTube stuff.
Yeah, objectives. Yeah.
YouTube stuff.
So you have to be financially prepared.
You have to be. You have. Not really that you have to be prepared. Like I told you, that when you have kids, sometimes it's God's plan.
Yeah.
So you don't even know. So the planning is not there. But once the kids are there, you need to make sure that you rearrange your things financially so that you know that, you know, you are working for them and you'll give them a, you know, a better life compared to some of us where we had to,
start
from.
That's beautiful. That's nice that they're making our lives easier.
Yeah.
So we should not start where they started, because what's the point? Then there's no progression in life. Now we can try to create generational wealth in the next generation.
Exactly.
And now you now need to push the bar up.
Exactly.
Yeah. I need to be doing things that she was doing at 40, at 30.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because of that boost.
They've given you that leeway to do that.
It's the least that we can do. How, won't you, aren't you scared of your kids doing like drugs and stuff like that?
I am.
I'm sure that's
always.
The biggest, that's always, even now.
I am. And Tato knows, I always ask to say, but you guys, I just, you know, I just hope that you are not on drugs. And by the way, drugs doesn't have to go with any age. You know, you can get a child and, you know, you think that they are doing well, you raise them well, all of a sudden, boom. Especially in this area where you are in, you know, I'm very, very, very.
This entertainment.
Or the industry, no? Yeah.
Cocaine. That look.
Yeah, yeah, so there's a lot of drugs in this industry. Cocaine. Yeah.
So that fear never leaves.
That fear is, you know, is there every day, and I pray, you know, I always pray to God that, you know, God, let my children, they must not be there.
Yeah.
They must not do all those nasty things. Yeah.
And then alcohol?
alcohol, I don't mind.
Yeah, my parents really.
When should kids? When do you think it's okay to let them explore? 18. As far as 18, alcohol is concerned,
19, yeah, 18, and it doesn't mean that they have to be drunkards. By the way, yeah. 18, you can introduce them to champagne, you know, and so on. Yeah.
Soft.
Yeah, the soft ones, yeah. But yeah, drinking drugs, it's a no-no. It's a no-no, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like drinking too much. Also,
excessive,
like,
yes.
Yeah, it's also like.
But I mean, like, when we still young and we still like in high school and you're a teenager, I won't lie, like we were already experimenting with alcohol.
Yeah,
we're only like curious.
Yeah, what age? What age do you think I started drinking?
You? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you must tell us.
No, I'm gonna tell you now. But what age did you think?
I think 18.
Nah, I think it was grade 9. I think it was 15.
Woo!
Yeah. That's funny. Me too. Yeah. I hope my mother's not watching this.
Nelo bought tigle ko
Hebron.
Oh, okay. Still do it, no?
But I didn't. So they would always drink, but I always be too scared because my dad's very strict.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, yo, if you can smell this thing in my mouth.
Yes.
So I always have like one, then I'll go brush my teeth. And then I was like, no, yes. I can't get drunk. I'm going to do this. I'll watch you guys. I'll do it from here because of how strict they were.
Yeah. That's the discipline that I'm talking about and making sure that your kids, you know, you give them that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
So I was basically just tasting. I wasn't drinking, actually. I only started drinking in university or high school, matric. Because all my friends were 18.
And when did you start going out?
To like the club.
Wherever you're going out to.
I think I was in matric.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to say I'm going to go sleep at Aiden's house.
But yeah,
I was always honest with them. So like, I'd literally say I'm going out. They were Aiden and Manny.
Yeah.
And say, okay, cool, be safe. Because we were going to like matric dance after parties, which were at clubs. So I wasn't going to like clubs. It was like school events.
So, Mama, what is the right amount of strictness?
Yes, yes.
When they're in the teenage years, the chumiria jaiva, when you go jaivi,
you are. Yeah, you see, it depends on the parents. We've been very strict.
Yo.
They know.
Yo.
It's so weird. He's very strict.
Yo, because I think they were very strict, but now they're so chilled. So it's so confusing.
No. Because now you adults, yes. You adults, you have to take your own, you know. You need to be responsible. Mm. But I've always been strict. And being strict doesn't mean that you want to deny, you know, your certain things for your children.
Yeah.
You are just being protective and teaching them that, you know, the world out there is very wild.
Yeah.
So we were very strict and we believed in education.
Yeah, you guys believe in education, yeah. Because my dad went to Harvard.
Yeah?
He went to Harvard. You know, my mom has an LLB degree.
Was a little hood, a lot of pressure. Like.
A lot of pressure. That's why they made us engineers and economists.
Yeah. No, we didn't make you. You chose to do engineering.
Did you choose?
Let's talk about that.
No. Maybe I was not part of the discussions then. Yeah.
But you believe in like the freedom for them to choose what they want to do.
I believe that children must just choose what they want to be because they will have passion. And look at Tato now, the engineering degree. I mean, we allowed. Can I say we allowed? But yes, he is now doing the YouTube stuff and all these things.
Yeah.
Mm. But you need to have a passion to.
Are you saying you're allowed for me to do YouTube?
If that children must choose what they want to be.
Also, like, I think the reason why I am the way I am, like, very entrepreneurial is because literally my whole high school career, my mom would always say, Tato, you do not want to work in a 9-to-5.
Yes.
Whatever ideas you have now, start thinking of them now and, like, just practice, making them come to life.
I did. That is beautiful. Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
I always said to Tato, you know, there's something called good morning, sir. You don't want that. I mean, looking at where we're coming from, we've been working for companies, big companies, etc., government, etc., but you think that if you take all those ideas, you know, into your own company and try to generate some revenue out, you know, there and there, you'll be able to do it. I mean, if you look at the system, the school system now, you know, people have just been taught how to work for someone else.
Yeah.
But I've always been saying to Tato, you need to be independent no matter what it takes. It can be very difficult. It can be challenging. But if you have those ideas and you know you have that education, then you can apply it and be on your own. And it's very easy. It's just that how we are taught. We are taught to actually we are prepared to work for a company or for an organization.
Mm, I think at the time it was more of a thing. You know, no access to that much information. Like you couldn't teach yourself things like you can now. Now there's so much freedom for kids to learn on their own, to find out what they're good at, get new skills.
Okay, what's one thing that surprised you the most about being a parent? Like one thing you didn't expect at all, even your mother didn't even prepare you for it. Nothing.
No surprises.
No surprises.
Mm.
I mean, maybe I don't understand the question.
I don't know how to pick it up.
Like any surprises, like in a sense of maybe like you get worried about your child, you're like, I guess sure, then surprisingly they can manage.
No. Did maybe with girls, with boys, I know I'm not, you know, but with girls, you are always scared that when they're out there, wild, what if they come pregnant?
Oh, so you don't mind us bringing babies?
You know, boys are better than girls. Yeah. Boys can impregnate. It's also an issue there, but with girls, you know, because you have to take care of them and the baby. So you are always worried that you. No, you do, and you become worried because you can still raise those kids as well.
Yeah,
but with girls it's worse because they have to carry, you know, the child for 9 months, and it's time wasted. They should be focusing on their education, or other things, you know. So you know that, time wise, you know that they will feel it.
Yeah. And I feel like you're like with Lebo and I. I feel like Lebo and I are like womanizers. Like we like dating people. Like if you think about me, like I've had two long-term relationships. Lebo's had like 17 long-term relationships. Do you prefer that? Do you prefer us to date? Or do you want us to be free? Not free. Yeah, it sounds like dating.
Yeah, I don't understand. But you know, Tato was in a long-term like relationship. And I actually thought you will be paying Lobola there and there. Don't cut it out.
No, we are not cutting anything out.
Yeah,
I was so sure that, you know what, and I was happy for him.
By the way,
I was so happy that
you love it.
I really loved the
relationship.
The relationship.
Yeah, because my mom likes like natural girls. So I think she liked the fact that they weren't long nails.
I do like girls who are calm, you know. You can see that they are humble and they are very genuine.
I must bring back a baddie one day. I must bring back a girl with long nails and a
weave. I was so sure that's life, but the next question was can we talk about it? But I also said to him that you know, to get to the right one, it doesn't just take one relationship. You know, you have to get to more.
To get experience.
To be sure, to be 100% of what, you know, what you or who do you want to marry.
At what age do you think they should start looking for either relationship, marriage, that transition?
Oh, please don't say my age.
When do you think?
For boys, I would say 27.
Okay.
And for girls, 24.
Okay.
24, 23,
to start
24,
looking,
20. No.
Girls
marry.
Yes. You know how old these guys are? And about
how old are you?
I'm 25. 26.
26.
And I'm 24.
Soon we must be planning to, you know, pay for Lobola.
But I don't know, we can't push it to like...
No, because time... I mean, if you are to calculate, 24, 25, I mean, having to raise children, you don't want to raise children when you are an old madala with a white beard.
Yeah.
And you need to... And there are certain things that you can do when you are still of a certain age with your kids.
Yeah.
Once you get old, you are not going to be able to do them.
Yeah.
Wana are, hey, Papa, let's go to for bowling. Yeah. You understand? So you, while you're still active as well, you need to do that. And while you still also understand the dynamics of life and be able to guide and, you know, take all those learnings and imparting them to your children.
Yeah, I'm actually so scared because I'm 27 in 2 years and
you need
I am
to get
single.
Married before 30.
Oh, okay, I can do 30. I can give you 30. 30, I'll even say marriage, I'll give you 2 kids. One from the wife, one from, from somewhere. But I think 30.
Yeah, but two. Huh? From somewhere.
He's wailing again.
No, I meant two from the same person. Just in a row. 9 months. 1 month break. 9 months.
No, you need to take care of your children, guys. This thing of having a kid there and there doesn't work.
Yeah,
so
of course
you
not.
Need to make sure that in terms of planning, you do the right things. Yeah.
You don't want surprises.
No, no surprises there.
That's one of those things I think my mother will tell me. Kopela oskavale balaba banchi barasi tungo her bataga. Just choose, marry, and then have a family.
Yeah, marry someone that you love and have kids with that someone, and take care of your children. There's nothing as bad as having a child out there and you're not looking after them and some guy is taking care of
them.
Well, it happens and it's not a bad thing and it doesn't happen, you know, on purpose. There's many reasons, but the best you can do is to take care of your children. I mean, really, you need that. And that's why most of the children, you know, they will go all out and look for their fathers.
Yeah.
You know, once they get old. So why not take care of your children? Don't run away from your children. Mm. We're not necessarily saying that marry the mother, but also taking care of that child is
it's
a powerful. Be present.
Yeah.
Whether you are married, you know, or you have a partner, but taking care of your children, it's a great deal.
Matlali is in the house.
I would like to have a question from
Matlali.
And I can see that he wants to ask.
You got Matlali Mahani coming free. Let's go, baby. 2.0, huh?
Only a mic. Hello, guys. What other questions do you have? I'm not married yet.
Nah? You have to soon.
Do I have to spend enough? Tatom Bergi, so it's.
Hey, wait.
Hey, but no, you have notes.
Don't forget the
credit.
The mic. Hello, guys.
Very Thai.
I'm good.
Very Thai. It's from Morocco.
So, I grow. When you grow, you start to wonder: Is marriage as important as you thought it was before you got married?
Great question. You're coming with a good one.
No, personally, you know, now I was married when I was 24. I didn't even have any ideas of marriage.
Yeah.
I was not dreaming of being married. I think marriage comes when you are least prepared.
Yeah.
You know, people who wants to get married. Hey, I want to get married. They normally, they don't get married.
Yeah.
But those who don't even think about that. And I think it's, you know, all these things, it's God's plan, man. You don't plan to get married. It just comes. Now, I didn't even think of getting married at that age. But it happened. I was 24. And I was just thinking that, yo, when I finish my LLB, yo, I'll be out there, law firm, seeing other, you know, people. But yeah, unfortunately, I got married.
So no marriage.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
So when you get married, you must make sure. You must know.
Yeah, you must know.
But how do you know?
When do you know?
It's not about the looks. It's not about the height. It's, you know, it's about what you get from your partner in terms of, you know, the intellectual capacity, the vision that you share together. When you see that you have a common vision, then you know that this one is the right one. And you know how you see that it's from the conversations. You know, when you have a conversation with your person, you know, you can have endless conversations. Not conversations. You can have endless, like, conversation. Ne? It will go on and on. And you then, the next day, you ask yourself, but how did I get, you know, just to talk to this person? You know, just talking. Yeah. Then you know that, yeah, this is the person.
You realize
that, you know, I've been talking to this person from 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. You know, can I just give you an example?
Yeah.
When I met my husband, we were in a party. Yes. but it was not even about grooving. Believe you in me. We just spent time outside the party, you know, in a balcony outside the house. The party was going on in the house. We spoke. We were just friends. Mm. We spoke from, I don't know, for 10, I don't know how many hours.
Oh,
he was not charming. It's not about charming. You know, you talk about general issues, but then you realize that, you know, I can connect with this person. And we share, you know, it means whatever that I'm saying, he's interested in what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I was also interested in what he was saying.
Yeah.
And that's when you realize that, no, man, you know, I can click with this person. That's why I'm saying looks.
Yeah.
They don't count. The height don't count.
Okay.
It's more like a friendship.
It feels like it's a friendship.
And that's how it must start. Mm. You know, it starts as a friendship. Then it gets elevated. And gradually, you know that this is the one.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, maybe one day.
Yeah. I haven't found a friend.
But if you are your partner, you know, your girlfriend, and you start to talk and you are no not so well like a gunyali di. If I can start a business, if I can do 1, 2, 3, and on zaro iti maramalubake lori le.
Okay.
I feel like there's so much pressure because of that. Like, someone who can relate on that level, anything and everything. Yeah. The conversations nowadays are very.
Hey, you don't know.
What are you talking about?
I have one more question. And my questions are important.
Yes.
I found the marriage one.
Okay.
So now it comes to parenting. I got one. This is the title from 2015, 2017, I met Levo, 2019, your sister.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that you've done very well.
Thank you.
But then I know there were challenges.
Yeah.
Ne? I won't get into challenges. What's the one thing you wish you could change? Go from any time. From it the
came,
time
that was questions. No.
That's a difficult question.
If you can go back in time, any point in time, before Tato or after Tato, what's the one thing you could have done to prepare better?
For
Banawa how?
I think I do have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
My children are very spoiled.
Mm. Speak about it.
Yeah, they are. You know, I'm no longer staying with them now.
Mm-hmm.
Tato and Lebo.
Mm.
We do have a house here. I won't mention where.
So,
we come and visit.
Mm.
And you look around and you're like, Marabatumba Mujim. And when I look back, I'm like, you know, Batung, this thing of having bo auntie is so wrong.
Yeah.
Because when they grew up, they always had helpers.
Mm.
And, you know, the helper will do everything and anything else for them. Ne?
Mm.
So now they are grown-ups. They are so unable. to take care of themselves. Whoa. And that's the whole truth.
Yeah.
You know, same, you know, small things like di rakanyana, di mekolokolo, di tshulugile. They can't even wipe. And I mean, machila, mo di entrancing, di plastic bag.
Wait, mama, what are you doing? I have a chile, na what's up? Are you chile, mo?
Kisigramo. Mara, it's because of how, you know, we always took care of them. And now it's difficult to instill that thing into them to say, bana baka di kotlo le di nyako tlatswiwa di bathroom di bata di nyako iriwa go bona machila motlosa why one. So if ne ke ka tlokolla wa chele ka isa ko morago, I would say no auntie, no helper. Let them do everything on their own.
It's a bit challenging because I assume as Motswadi you want to make the lives of your kids a little bit easier. So when I know when you have, let's say you have 10 rooms in a house, you can't possibly expect to bakul magamuhotle.
Why?
It's a big house.
There's not enough time. They should be able to. They have to be able to assist with all the chores in the house. They, I mean, anything. And rona her hula ne ritso ha fruhuri.
Free for stoop.
Free for stoop. Give you an ad.
You were telling me Kukusu San was used to do everything for you.
No.
You told
me. No.
You even said.
I mean, look at Malome. I've got a brother. Yeah, he can do everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only thing. That's decent. You didn't do bad. That's her fault. Yeah, okay. That, I only had two questions.
Oh, that, those are good questions.
Any comments?
I enjoyed your questions.
Thank
you. Yeah. That was, you want to close the show?
He wants to close the show. For juice, you can move.
Yeah. No. That was dope. Big shout out to Mamzo. Mama, thank you so much for pulling through. Thank you for saying yes. Many parents wouldn't do this.
And being so open about
it. Especially
like
me.
Yeah, I think she said no 17 times.
Yeah.
She only agreed 20. Only agreed when she saw Lucas. She saw Lucas and she was like, damn it. Let me just do it. But yeah, guys, the purpose of this conversation is to show you guys a different perspective from an actual mother.
Yeah.
Also prepare you guys for motherhood and just help you guys understand why maybe you didn't like your upbringing. Like, I think one thing that she said that I really liked is the fact that when they were growing up in their time, they didn't have communication like that with their parents. They didn't have all the things that we earn for now.
Yeah.
So I think when you have your parents, just try and understand that, like, they were also raised and they were raised a certain way. So as much as they have to give you a safe space to communicate and talk, also you should also make an effort, even if it's going to take a lot of years, make an effort to create that safe space too.
Meet them halfway.
Yeah. I need them halfway.
It takes two to tango.
She was saying it takes two to tango.
No, but Raloboha for being Thank here, you. For answering our questions as hard as they may be.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are going to get a lot of value from this.
Because I think so.
Yeah, a lot of people want to ask their parents these questions. So getting this perspective from mama, it's the same.
And being open.
Yeah. What should they call you? Because they're going to be commenting. What should they call you?
Why must they call me?
You give a name.
Mama Tato.
That was Mama Tato signing off, guys. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, please like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And if you want to give us 2 stars, give us 5 stars, but then comment on why you want to give us 2 stars. I love you guys. Shoot.
Bye-bye.